The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. Brought to you by Eau Claire Fruit Exchange in downtown Eau Claire. It's the Daily Dish.
So you remember Luke Perry passed away a few months ago. Well, looks like the show that he was on was Riverdale. Mm-hmm. He was a big part of that show. What was he like? The dad? Archie's dad or something?
Yeah, he's Archie's dad. Mm-hmm.
So I don't watch the show, but I may watch this episode because Shannon Doherty is going to guest star on an episode of Riverdale, and it's the one that honors Luke Perry. Now, they obviously both starred in Beverly Hills 90210, and Perry had actually been trying to get Shannon Doherty to be on Riverdale for years.
Okay.
But now she's going to be on it for just probably one episode.
So I'm actually wondering how they're going to do that, because last I've seen of Riverdale for the whole season ending, they basically talk about Archie's dad, like, oh, he's out of town right now. And I'm like, when are you going to incorporate this into the storyline? Because otherwise it's going to be awkward.
Because what they're probably going to do is he's going to be out of town. And when he was out of town, he got in an accident and passed.
But that's what I was surprised, because I'm like, all right, that should have happened at this point. But
it's tough when that happens, especially when it's not in like the middle of the season or things like that.
Yep.
It's going to be tough. But it's worth watching.
Definitely. So, there's a stand-up comedian who has waited about 30 years to take the stage again, and that is Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Yeah, so, he's a comedy legend, and he appears to just be ready to get back on stage now. You know, he's done movies for so long, so he's got this new comedy special he's been working on, and he's reportedly in talks with Netflix on this huge deal. So according to TMZ, he's working with the streaming service and talking about a series of comedy specials, which could, you know, give him at least $7 million by the end of this whole special.
Seven or 70?
70. 70 million.
Dang.
He's probably like, you know what? I've been done with those like Nutty Professor movies for a while and all this other stuff. So I guess it's time to do something.
His like delirious delirious comedy special is like one of the all-time greatest comedy specials. And so I'm looking forward to him doing stand-up again. I'm sure he's a little bit rusty.
Oh, yeah. But wait, when was that one?
That was the one he did way back. Remember he had it's the one where he has a red, like almost like Michael Jackson style jumpsuit on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
That special is one of my all-time favorites. So looking forward to him dusting off the microphone to do that.
I'm sure he's been working on it for at least a year just to make sure he gets ready and gets back into that mindset
of
being a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, seeing him and then seeing, you know, Seinfeld come back after he had been not doing it for a while, and even Chris Rock
when
he came back and he's done some Netflix specials. It's kind of, I mean, I don't know if stand-up comedy is like riding a bike, but it looks like it when these guys hit the stage again.
For them, probably.
Absolutely. But that's the Daily Dish for today.